We will come to Him and make our dwelling with Him. See, this is the amazing thing about God. Something that's been sticking with me all week as I've been reflecting upon this gospel, and that very line, that we will come to Him and make our dwelling with Him. You see, God is pursuing you and me. He's searching us out, wanting to find us, to be able to come to our very hearts, our very souls, our minds, our bodies, our whole entire being, and make His dwelling with us. It's not us going to Him first, but He is the one seeking us out. As a famous author once wrote a poem, simply calling Jesus the Hound of Heaven. But if you think about it, that's what it is. In His incarnation, when He was born among us, He got our scent because He took on our human nature. And with that very scent, He went running after us. Because you see, God already has His established dwelling in heaven. We hear about that in the second reading, where it simply said at the very beginning that it gleamed with the splendor of God. It was coming down out of heaven as John saw it. It was glorious and magnificent because that's His dwelling. But the thing is God wants to dwell among us. In His incarnation, yes, but even more so in the Eucharist. To where when we enter into this house, we know we enter into the very house of God. Because He's present right here in the tabernacle. The Hound of Heaven is coming to you and me. But as yet though, God says, you know what, that's not enough yet. I'm going to come to them. And I want to dwell in Him, in her. I want to be a part of them. And no matter how far they are away from me, I will search them out. I have their scent. I have their humanity. And I will go running after them. So that when I look upon my child, my beloved daughter, my beloved son, I look upon them and say, you know what? Here I can dwell. Here is where my glory can find a home. My brothers and sisters, we see this all throughout Scripture. I think of especially though the story of Zacchaeus. When Jesus is walking through and He sees Zacchaeus up there on that tree, it is Jesus who goes to Zacchaeus. It is He who seeks him out. And then when He finds him, He says, I want to stay at your home. Come down from that tree. Because I want to go be with you. And it's not just in that very physical home. What Jesus was seeking is to stay in the very home of the heart of Zacchaeus, in his very soul, in his mind, in his body, in his whole being. Like He wants to with you and me. That is this dwelling that God is bringing about within us. That He is saying that I will come to Him and make my dwelling in Him. Because He's pursuing us. And this dwelling then, once we allow the Lord to enter in, begins to take shape in many ways. It happens in just our very simple prayers. Because what happens is when we allow the Lord into our heart and we enter into that time of prayer with Him, we converse with Jesus, it's as if we're like Saint Joseph or the Blessed Mother in the very simple house of Nazareth. Getting to talk to Jesus right there around the dinner table. Being able to say to Him, you know what, this is what happened to me this day. This is what occurred to me in my life. And we share that with Him. Because He comes to you and me. In that very aspect of our prayers. It's in the very Scriptures we read and we hear. Because like the Blessed Mother, she pondered everything in her heart. That as we hear these very scriptures tonight, or any time we read the Bible, we must understand this is God coming to us to speak to you and me into the very depths of our heart so that we can ponder these words throughout our day, throughout our week. That God is dwelling in us, being a part of us. And then especially the Eucharist. That He really desires to be so close to us, He would become our food. To enter into our bodies. To say, this is where I want to make my home. This is where I want to live. In my precious daughter, in my wonderful son. I want to make a home here. I want to dwell here so that my glory may grow and overflow in their very life. So through the Eucharist, through the Scriptures, through our prayers, what we do then is we allow and invite the Lord who is knocking on our heart, who has come to you and to me and says, can I stay here? Can I make my home in you? Can I dwell with you? Because I want you to dwell with me forever in heaven. But I don't want to wait till then. I want it right now. And this is the greatness of our God, who seeks us out, who is that very hound of heaven, and wants to be a part of every aspect of our life. Not just the heart, not just the soul, but our mind and our body as well. He wants every single bit of us. He wants our entire being. Because He loves our entire being. And so, my brothers and sisters, this is the greatness of God. This is Him coming to you and to me. He is pursuing us at this moment and at every moment. May we welcome Him. May we simply open up everything of our lives and simply say, enter in, Lord Jesus. Make your home in me as I want to make my home in you. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.